Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
State player on this early Sunday morning on 720 WGN. So Chief O'Neill's is a Chicago neighborhood staple. Their live music and classic Irish fare with a modern twist. Their annual St. Patrick's Day week-long celebration. Their Friday night fish fry along with a fantastic Sunday brunch. Keep locals coming back time and time again. And today, the team of Chief O'Neill's is joining us this morning, which has been named one of the top 10 Irish pubs in the world. Brendan and Siobhan McKinney join us, signature bartender Matt Galante, and also joining us to talk about a big fundraiser coming up this Wednesday, March 16th, is Mark Schmelzer and Corey Sandrock of Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And an early St. Patrick's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So nice to see you.
Same here. It's a tradition.
Yes,
it has
it
become
is.
A tradition now. First, I want to talk about what your place is named after. Famous Chicago police chief. Tell us about the legend of Chief O'Neill.
Well, Chief O'Neill was the chief of police at the turn of the century in Chicago, and our interest in him really is about his musical attributes. He collected, great collector of music, and after he retired, he published the largest anthology of Irish music ever or since.
Still to this day, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, to this day. So it's just a wonderful collection. And he's kind of, his works are referred to as a harvest saved because of the, you know, the diaspora of Irish music was really fading. And when the renaissance of Irish music in Ireland got going again, it was Chief O'Neill's book right out of Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
That was a real large part of that.
Now, I know the chief and his wife moved to Chicago right before the Chicago fire.
That's correct.
Just a little history on the man himself. Yeah, yeah. And he was the police chief really during the turn of the century, I think,
That's correct.
This is funny. He died in January 1936, but again, the musical tradition that he revived lives on forever, but not only in Chicago. I mean, this is really throughout the world.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They have a big festival, the Chief O'Neill's Festival in Treblane in County Cork, where he was from. And there's a wonderful statue there that was erected for him, and it's a much visited tourism spot as well. So, yeah, indeed.
Now, tell us about the pub. You opened about 17 years ago.
Yeah, the eve of New Year's Eve, 1999. So we sort of swung the doors open when everybody else was fearing Y2K. We didn't really care because the Guinness was good, and you know, life was good.
All right, hang on a second. I'm pausing this for 1 second because I forget some of my notes here. Go ahead, Siobhan.
Oh, sure. No problem. Well, if any of your listeners are interested, every July we do take a bus down to Chief O'Neill's mausoleum. It's full of musicians and libations, so we always have an extra seat or two. So this year, again, we'll be on our website.
Cool.
Yeah, to celebrate his birthday. So it's always in July. We help sponsor the Irish Music School of Chicago, where they teach young children for the 2 weeks. It's a program, so any kids can come and join for the summer. And we end with a trip to the mausoleum, and it's always a fun time.
And that's at chiefoneillspub.com.
Exactly.
Okay. And, of course, only the Irish could actually have a great time at a mausoleum.
Yeah.
I'm sure. A little whiskey, maybe. You know, I'm sure there's going to be some whiskey in a flask somewhere with that, of course.
I'll neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So you've got a great menu, traditionally Irish with some contemporary flair to it. You brought some goodies into the studio, some corned beef, some bangers and mash that we're enjoying, and that I'm slopping all over the microphone right now. Tell us a little bit about your menu.
Yeah, well, the menu is it's covers the Irish favorites, the traditional Irish favorite foods, you know, your shepherd's pie, your fish and chips, your bangers and mash, your
Irish stew.
The lamb stew, yes, indeed. But we do kind of venture out and make it a little more a broad scope, because in Ireland, cuisine in Ireland has become very continental. And the thing of it is to use local, fresh items. So we've got lovely salmon, fresh salmon.
Lamb shank as well, which is delicious. And of course, we also try to keep a little bit contemporary, for vegan, gluten-free options, things like that. So we do have a variety of stuff to please all audiences.
Tell us what you brought here today.
Well, we brought in bangers and mash, and that's a lovely Irish sausage, a mild Irish sausage.
A diet food, I call it.
Oh, it's the best, man. Yes. I got to tell you. Do you have a plate in there, Bennett? Are you eating a little something?
Yeah. Not yet.
Okay. All right.
We'll be jumping in.
Okay. All right.
Well, the bangers come with a lovely Guinness-infused demi-glace and some sautéed onions, and the fresh mashed and whipped potatoes are just heavenly. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Mm-mm.
I mean, what's there not to love? And then we brought the corned beef and cabbage. We cure our own corned beef and slow cook it, slow and low. It takes about 4 hours to get it exactly where it needs to be. And then we brought some cabbage and potatoes, little red skin potatoes, and some fresh cut orange, believe it or not, carrots.
Oh, they're very good. Oh, it's also always amazing. And you know what I really love? Because it is the, for us Catholics, it's the Lenten season.
Of
so
course.
I absolutely love, I say it's seriously one of the best fish fries I've ever had.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I love it.
Yes, we're a popular place on a Friday night.
I bet you are. What is the fish that we're serving in the for the?
Yeah, it's North Atlantic cod, and it's fresh, never frozen. It comes in same as their salmon.
I think that's really important, by the way.
You know, it really does, because when they flash freeze it, it just changes the texture of the fish. So you get that nice, flaky, aromatic, fresh fish aroma, and we deep fry it in our Harp batter.
Secret batter.
Secret
batter.
Secrets. We'll just say that. Yes. Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about what you've got going on. Now, tonight you had a big event. Tomorrow is Sunday brunch. What do you feature for your Sunday brunch? Because it's always fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the Sunday brunch is it's unlimited, really. It's all you care to eat. It's $19.95 for adults. This is all listed on our website at chiefoneilspub.com. But, we have lots of healthy options, again, for those that want to go on a lighter side. But there's a salad station, a live carvery station, omelet station, fruit station, and then, of course, not to forget the chocolate-dipped fountain stations.
Lovely.
And not to forget the Bloody Mary bar.
Oh,
because
yes.
That's the breakfast of underachievers.
Absolutely. Yeah. underachievers.
Yeah, you start early,
Yeah.
And, a couple Bloody Marys, and then you attack the buffet, and then you slip into a mild, pleasant food coma for the rest of us.
So you got to really hang out the night before, and we'll talk about some of your cocktails. You have to hang out the night before and then kind of get to hair of the dog the next morning.
Perfect.
And come get a
bloody.
Yeah.
You got to stretch before you run.
That's true.
So I would definitely say you would have to have a reservation for our Sunday brunches. We're always sold out, so we just wouldn't want people to come and be disappointed, particularly if they're driving from the suburbs. So please always make a reservation. We love that. In fact, Sunday brunch is so popular that in April, wait for it, we're starting a Saturday brunch.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So now we'll have a Saturday brunch as well. So that
that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
Because what? I got to tell you, there's not enough cool little local places to go for breakfast. And I think that's a great addition to that.
Great. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
And then St. Patrick's Day itself, what do you got going on the 17th? Tents. I know you guys put out tents.
Do.
I mean, this is massive.
It is. It's massive. Yeah. We have the traditional pig roast. Don't miss out on that. We serve food on a buffet to accommodate all our guests. In fact, we're cooking corned beef today as we sit here with you. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds of corned beef. So it takes quite a while.
Give or take about 1,500 pounds, I believe, is the count right now.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So on St. Patrick's Day, we have live music all day. So come early for lunch, stay for dinner. Every hour we have a new band or a different performance from, Brendan here will be playing with his band, the Chief O'Neill's House Band. Of course, we have the Trinity Irish Dancers, the Pipers all coming through. We have Leprechauns, you name it.
I went last year, and first of all, it was comfortable, but it was jammed with people. But, I mean, you're spread out all over your property, which I think is kind of cool, too. So you've got stuff going on outside, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and all that good stuff. But it's always a blast, and it's entertaining from the moment you come in to the moment you leave.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we do make an effort to not overcrowd, because we want everybody to have a pleasant,
enjoyable time. Very comfortable.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Very comfortable. Now, bartender Matt is here as well. And, first of all, you guys have some amazing brews on tap. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Aside from having traditional Irish beers, your Guinness, Harp,
Ooh, you
Smittics.
Got a good voice for radio. This guy's got a really good voice.
We were talking about this on the way down. We're like, oh, Matt, you won't be coming back with us.
Well, thank you.
Some pipes.
We also like to feature some local beers. We serve a lot of Daisy Cutter from Half Acre. And because Revolution is in the neighborhood, we get a lot of beers from them, and we rotate that every other couple months.
So cool.
We get their seasonals. We also feature a lot of Goose Island products, your Sophie's, Matilda's, Green Line.
But all the great Irish ones, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
They're staples.
80% Guinness.
Yeah, I bet.
We have to contribute to the 10 million pints of Guinness drank around the world on a daily basis.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
10 million?
10 million,
wow.
Yes.
Well, ours is trophy winning.
Tell me about it. I remember you mentioned that last year. So, I mean, you really have crafted the way to pour a pint.
Well, there is only one way.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
We do a really good job in making sure lines are very clean, which is key, and great folks like Matt expertly craft them so that it's a three-pull pour, and it settles just lovely, and it has a beautiful, kind of getting thirsty,
yeah.
creamy head right on top of it, and we put the little shamrock, Trinity shamrock on top of of the pint and the foam. But we did win the best pint in North America a couple of years ago.
I know. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. I'd expect nothing less, though. I really do. You guys do a fabulous job. Now, there's also some really cool craft cocktails that you guys make, too.
So the one we're all enjoying right now is called a Far From Home, mm-hmm. and it is equal parts bullet bourbon, sweet vermouth, Hennessy, and then I add a little bit of Benedictine in there, as well as Paixão and Angostura bitters.
So it's pretty much booze, 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 booze.
Mm.
That's the only language I know how to speak.
Bennett Smooth.
But it's the best kind of booze, 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 booze.
There you go.
Not
true.
Using the cheap stuff. That's the real stuff. Yeah. That's the important distinction.
That's true. So it's nice and smooth. What are some of the other drinks that you have that are like big, popular signature drinks?
Another popular drink that we have is called a Redheaded Lass, and mm-hmm. that starts off with muddled strawberries and some Angostura bitters. And we finish it off with a little bit of bullet bourbon, lemon juice, and then we top it off with really good ginger beer. It's called Rocky's Ginger Beer. It's fantastic.
And this is called what again?
It's a Redheaded Lass. It's effervescent.
So if a Redheaded Lass comes in, do you give them a free drink? Should we announce that right now?
That's not something I can talk about with my owners.
All right.
But I'll tell you after.
My wife's a redhead, but okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
She's
in. That's right.
In.
She's a good Irish girl. Good Chicago Irish girl. And some of the things, Irish whiskey, I mean, tell me some of the Irish whiskeys that you have.
I brought a couple traditionals. Jameson is obviously the one we all know. It's a blended whiskey. I also brought John Powers whiskey as well as Paddy. Those are the trifecta, if you will, of blended Irish whiskey. I did bring another, it's called Connemara, and it is the only Irish peated whiskey, so it has a little bit smoky notes like you would get in a scotch.
Okay, so peated means what?
Peat is the type of moss that they use.
Okay.
And if you can, it's very, very earthy and very, very rich.
Nice.
And that's nice.
Very nice.
Nice
very
smokiness
nice.
To it.
Matt, you might leave that behind.
Yeah. Did I sell it all right? Okay.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did.
A studio fee for so that will do
fee.
Just fine.
Thank you for reminding me, Bennett, on that one. I appreciate that. So this is one of the cool things. It voted top 10 Irish pubs in the world.
Well, yeah, we were thrilled to death, as you can well imagine.
Yeah.
We were voted one of the top 10 Irish pubs in the world by readers of a magazine that's published in Ireland, and the outreach is to basically to immigrants out of Ireland as well as in the homeland publication. But they voted Chief O'Neill's in Chicago as one of the 10 best Irish pubs in the world, and we were tickled pink.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Or tickled green, I suppose.
That's very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about a very cool fundraiser on Wednesday, March 16th to support the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls with the folks from Chicago's Chief O'Neill's. Next on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking everything St. Patrick's Day with the folks from Chicago's Chief O'Neill's Pub and Restaurant. So we bumped in with some music in the first segment, and again now. What are we listening to?
That's a band, two sets of brothers from Galway, and they're unbelievable musicians. The name of the group is We Banjos 3, three of the fellas play the banjo and one doesn't. Yeah. So so they're wee banjos three, but just unbelievable musicality of the likes of which I don't think I've ever heard before.
Yeah. And you can see them in the restaurant. You can also buy their CDs in the restaurant as
exactly,
well.
Yeah. We're so excited to have them back again at Chief O'Neill's. Actually, they're on a world tour right now, and we have...
That's cool.
Yeah. I think Corey here has a lot of information about their world tour. So we're so happy they're stopping into Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark Schmelzer and Corey Sandrock are here from Mercy Home for Boys and Girls also tonight. Tell us the mission, first of all, of Mercy Home.
Yes, thank you. Well, Mercy Home has been serving children here in Chicago for 129 years.
I know, it's amazing. 1867.
Chicago just
celebrated... 1887, excuse me.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, Chicago just celebrated its 179th birthday, and we were here within 50 years of that. Providing kids, the most disadvantaged children and homeless and abused children in Chicago, with a safe and loving home, and really also equipping them to succeed in the future and to be independent and self-reliant. That tradition continues on to this day. pardon me, we have three campuses. We have our main boys campus in the West Loop, and we have our girls live down on Longwood Drive in the Beverly Morgan Park community. And we have a transitional housing operation in South Shore for former residents who are starting their young families or just starting out in life to help them get on their feet. And again, and because of the support that we get through fundraisers like this one and through donor support at during our March for Kids campaign, which we'll talk about, we are able to give kids safety, healing, and opportunity for a better future.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I know this started, Father Lewis Campbell, he was a Catholic priest, that started this on LaSalle Street, I believe.
Yes.
So it was a local.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was here for about a year, and then they were evicted from their original mm-hmm. spot. Basically couldn't pay the rent, and found a few other places, and eventually found their way to what is today 1100 or 1140 West Jackson. And then we opened up the girls' campus 100 years later, and then only a few years ago we opened up our supportive housing building down in South Shore.
And you have a lot of programs you currently offer to some after-school stuff. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the core of our program is a 24-hour live-in program where children actually live and are given therapy and school and education and so forth. And that is, you know, has been the traditional center of what we do. But over the years, we've also realized that there are other needs and other ways that we can play a role in this community. So about 20 years ago, we also opened a mentoring program, which is where we attract volunteers.
That's cool.
And pair them to do one-on-one experiences with young people who live out in the community, who do not live at Mercy Home, but maybe they're stressed situations or single-parent situations, and they could just benefit from having a mentor in their lives, very much like
big
brother, big sister type program. So that is sort of a preventative program. We want to make sure the kids don't need to seek, residential care in a place like Mercy Home. So we want to get those kids on the right path. In addition, we have our aftercare program where we keep our doors open to kids long after they've left us. So no matter how old they are, if they want to just reconnect to their larger Mercy Home
family.
That's
great. I think that's important to follow through for that. Yeah,
it is. You know, a lot of programs that you might hear about, it, particularly in the state programs, sort of have a cutoff at 18. And our kids don't. They live with us 18, 19 years old, 20 years old. And then when they leave us, again, our doors are always open to them, just like you would with your own kids if they come back to you.
True.
In need of some sort of support and help. You're not going to turn them away because they're over 18.
Well, and they've developed these relationships, too, and especially with that mentoring program. I mean, you want to go back to the person or at least the community that you grew up in that helped you in some way.
Yes, I mean that it's the relationships that are built at Mercy Home that are key to helping our kids heal from the traumas of their pasts and also equipping them to become self-reliant and successful in the future. So relationships are key, and making sure that we keep those doors open for them as long as they need.
Now, there's a huge fundraiser coming up this Wednesday. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So thank you first for having us on.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Chief O'Neill's for helping us host this event. So my relationship with Mercy Home actually is also built on relationships. 15 years ago, my wife and I were married by Father Scott, who's the president of Mercy Home. And so ever since, that was sort of part of the deal, right? You marry us, I help you out.
Yeah, I like that.
And I'm also an entrepreneurial guy. And a number of years ago, about 10 years ago now, I was part of the founding group that came up with the associate board. So another way to bring in people to the home, get people excited about the mission of Mercy Home. And so in the quest for always trying to find new ways to support the home,
I was thinking about Wee Banjo 3. My wife and I actually were in Ireland a few years ago in a little town called Doolin, right by the Cliffs of Moher. And we were at a music festival. And it was an amazing time. We saw this great band, got to talk to them a little bit after, and, you know, thought nothing of it. We'll never see them again. A few weeks later, they're back in Chicago at Chief O'Neill's.
That's cool. Yeah.
And so we got to hang out with them. And pretty much every time since that they've been in Chicago, we've gone, we've seen them, we've had dinner with them, we've gotten to know the four brothers. And the last time they were in town, we were talking about, would you guys ever be willing to come and do a fundraiser concert? You know, I'm really involved with Mercy Home. It's a great cause. I love your music. March for Kids is happening right around St. Patrick's Day. Wouldn't it be fun to kind of merge all these things together and do something for a great cause and great music at a great venue? And so it just sort of all came together.
That's
and,
great.
You know, it's been a great opportunity to work with Chief O'Neill's, and they've really opened their hearts and their homes to us to bring in Wee Banjo 3, have them come, and all the proceeds will go to Mercy Home.
So, that's amazing. That is fantastic and so great of you guys to do that. So what are the details? It's March 16th. It's Wednesday. So it's the day before St. Patrick's Day, which is really important because, you know, any place you go in Chicago is going to be crowded on St. Patrick's Day, especially at a great place like Chief O'Neill's. This is a great opportunity to have some fun the day before.
That's right. And St. Patrick's Eve, we figured, was a good way and a good excuse to start the fun early, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Guinness is good any time of year, so why not have a pint on St. Patrick's Eve?
So as Brendan says, start on Eve. Are you have breakfast on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so then you can stay for breakfast and then just stay throughout the whole day.
Exactly.
So you can just kind of sleep in the car or something.
And remember, whiskey, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
No, I guess not.
We're thinking of getting bunk beds.
I like that. So how much does it cost to attend the event?
So it's $30 in advance. And Ashley, for your listeners and for friends of Chief O'Neill's, if you type in Chief O, C-H-I-E-F-O, on the site, you get $5 off. So $25 is a great...
That's a really great value,
reasonable
of course.
Value.
Yeah, yeah.
It is $35 at the door. So for those of you that are late deciders or maybe had Guinness on St. Patrick's Eve and are just deciding at that last moment, please come out. But it's a great way to come support a cause. And again, all the proceeds go to Mercy Homes.
That's really important.
None of the rest of us are making anything off this. And
that's
and
amazing.
Banjo has really been supportive as well. And they're great live. I mean, like I said, I've seen them probably 10, 15 times, and every time they're better than the last. So they're really worth coming out.
Perfect way to celebrate the season. Perfect way to help a wonderful cause in Chicago. Absolutely. All right. Chief O'Neill's is located at 3471 North Elston in Chicago. And for more information on all their activities, you can go to chiefoneillspub.com. And for more on the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, amazing organization that started right here in Chicago, you can visit mercyhome.org. Wonderful, guys. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you very much.
And hang out. We'll have some more whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Well,
sounds like a plan.
Naturally. All right. It's daylight savings times, folks. So don't forget to move your clocks forward, which means spring is right around the corner. And we'll have your top stories next on 720 WGN.